Hello, welcome to the first ever special edition episode of Waldman's Words. It is currently Monday, and I am still sunburnt and sweaty from It's Not Dead 2 Festival, but I'm very happy because I got to interview quite an array of incredible musicians in the punk, ska, hardcore world, from The Casualties to True Rivals. Joey Briggs even crashed the True Rivals interview. Bucko 09, Me First and the Gimme Gimmies, and the Mad Caddies. It was definitely an incredible day, and I want to give a shout out to Mike Cubillos for orchestrating this whole event and being just effervescent to deal with. Kevin Lyman deserves another shout out as well for putting this whole festival together. So many incredible bands were on the bill, namely Rancid and Dropkick Murphys, who I believe were capping out their tour together at It's Not Dead Fest. It was an incredible... I'm using the word incredible a lot, right, Emily?
Yeah.
It's incredible. Incredible, incredible. There was such an array of ages. I saw some people in strollers, and then I saw some people who definitely were old enough to be my grandparents. So I'd say the mean age was about 46, and normally at a lot of these shows that I go to, I'm the oldest dude in the room. So it felt nice walking around and looking around and seeing some people in walkers. Punk's not dead, man. What did you say about punk the other day?
Punk is dad.
Damn right. Punk is dad. Isn't dad kind of analogous with the word sexy now?
That's daddy.
Oh, God.
Good try.
Thanks. You can't blame a guy for trying. So the next few weeks on Waldman's Words, we have some great interviews with Mike Mowry. Who else?
We have Mike Mowry. We have Stephen Horowitz. We have Mike Herrera.
Corey Rutschland. So the list goes on and on. And what's cool about Mike Herrera, actually, is that he played the first It's Not Dead Fest with MXPX. And what's cool about Mike Mowry is he's a badass manager. What's cool about Stephen Horowitz is that he's a badass writer. And what's cool about Corey Rutschland is that he's Corey Rutschland. Emily just nodded. I'm stoked. Again, It's Not Dead Festival 2 was a hot, sweaty, fun mess. Cornucopia. I had a really good burrito. Special shout-outs to Fish for coming and recording the show. And my buddy Johnny Rago, who just joined the company I have with Ross Roby called Rolling Artists, for being in attendance. And you for listening. It's Not Dead Fest 2 episode of Waldman's Words airing right now. My name is Scott Waldman. I'm here with three members of True Rivals. Can you please introduce yourselves?
My name is Derek, and I play bass.
My name is Kevin, and I play guitar.
My name's Trevor, and I play guitar.
And that is Fish, and he wasn't looking, yeah. So anyway. So you guys play lots of shows.
We try to.
Yes. And you succeed.
Yeah, all right.
High five.
I'll give you one, too.
Sure, well, no one can see this.
No, yeah, but it's for me.
Can I give you another one?
Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah, maybe they heard
capture
it.
Capture that shit. The timbre. Yeah. The acoustics on that high five were really shitty.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. You just disclosed that you've never read anything your whole life. Can you please tell us why?
I'm just not a strong reader. I'm not. Call me dumb. I'm not.
I'm not going to call you dumb.
I start reading stuff, and then my mind drifts.
Wait, what'd you say?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
dude.
I feel you.
Exactly.
Do you guys like to listen to other people read things?
Or? Yeah, sometimes I'll do audiobook.
Yeah. Like
his girlfriend reads to him nightly. That's how he goes to sleep.
Dr. Seuss and Beverly Cleary.
Is it still Dr. Seuss or did you?
I've moved up.
Bro, don't look at your phone, man. I'm not looking at my phone.
I wasn't even looking at him.
He's trying to read.
It's not even my phone. What books are these?
He's looking up what is reading.
Where are we?
What is reading?
Anyway, it's fundamental.
Yeah.
And True Rivals put the fun in mental.
Yes. Mental.
So let's talk about other things involving what did you eat for breakfast today?
Oh man, well he brought some. It was supposed to be some veggie wraps, but he forgot the fucking wraps.
I did. I forgot the collard greens, so we just ate cashew butter with our fingers.
Can I talk about cashew butter for 1 second?
Please do.
Have you ever had cashew butter with cheese?
No. Not presently.
The cheese is the bread.
Okay, I like where
Thank
you're going
you.
Already.
Thank you.
Wait, you roll it up?
You roll like a spliff.
Yes.
See, that's what we were supposed to do. I was supposed to bring collard greens. We were supposed to roll it up like a little green joint and then eat it.
Hey, everybody. It's Joey.
What's up?
It's Joey from the Briggs.
Oh, my God. Oh my God. Could be on this show, too.
Hi, Joey.
This is what happens backstage.
Things are
you never
wild.
Know who you're going to meet.
Joey Reed. Hi, who
do
are you?
Do you like to read?
What's up, y'all?
How's it going?
I'm Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Hi.
Scott.
And this is a band called Rivals True.
Rivals of Trueness. Truthfulness.
We're learning a lot. Actually, we're talking about what people in bands, but can you introduce yourself quickly for real?
Hi, I'm Joey Briggs.
Hi, Joey Briggs. I'm Scott. And this is Waldman's Words. And what do you like to read when you're on the road?
I actually don't read, so
see?
I have no...
Well, honestly, this
We've
is by
two.
Far the
We've
smartest segment of the day. Okay, well, what do you like to listen to that's not music?
Gosh, you know what? I don't even know if I listen to... What do I listen to that's not music?
The sound of children crying.
I listen to...
Yeah, well, yeah. German speaking tapes,
podcasts and stuff like that. German podcasts and
well, German weird, is right? a very popular language right now for lots of reasons. Just so you guys know. Oh, uncensored.
And on that note,
yep. Two rivals brought to you by Berlin. Yeah. Oh, you guys don't want to do politics? Okay.
Oh yeah.
No, it's great. That's fine. What you want? My politic is typically I lean ginormously left. But right now, dude, at this festival...
Because of the heat?
Yeah, because honestly, I'm schwitzing. I'm schwitzing. Well, my right leg is stuck to Alabama right now, so it's a little bit different. But in general, you know, on Waldman's Words, we do talk about that, and we wax poetic, but I'm going to get on my soapbox right now and say that 3/4 of True Rivals are here and 1/4 of Brig.
Actually, 2/4 of Briggs.
Oh, you're double dipping?
Yeah.
Double brigging.
I'm dirty. I'm dirty.
Let's see what time.
I've been to a Briggs, the Briggs. Concert before.
Really?
Yeah.
Me too.
How was it?
It was okay.
Yeah, that's fair.
Not great.
Honestly, that's pretty much the vibe, but it's not dead. It'll do.
Yeah. Good enough.
It's good enough for punk rock. So I guess, in general, I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. I didn't expect to see you. Oh, my God. And I hope you guys have a good rest of your day. Be safe. And... talk to lots of people about your political agenda.
We will. We're going to go spread the hate.
Spreading hate with Waldman's Words.
Yes.
This is Waldman's Words with two members of the Casualties. Can you guys introduce yourselves?
David Rodriguez.
And I'm Jake Casualty.
And together, you are David Rodriguez, Jake Casualty.
Yes.
Awesome. So, when you guys are on the road... do you find that you're listening to more podcasts than music, or is it vice versa?
You know, this kind of rolls like this. We listen to so much music live every night. As you've gotten a little bit older and so many years in the van, it kind of goes silent and everybody does their own little thing. Like years ago, when we were first getting out on the road with our bands, you're blasting music all the time.
Celine Dion's hits, I get
always,
it.
Always, yeah. But
I know.
Now, you know what, though? I just listened to the audio coming back and forth from California of the NoFX book. That was
you
amazing.
Hepatitis.
Yeah, dude.
I got it from reading that book.
Yeah,
so
oh, yeah. I'm pregnant.
High five. Well, dope. It was in a bathtub full of semen and blood. And I heard some crazy shit about their drummer. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Eric Sandin.
We have a lot in common.
So you guys were clearly straight edge for a really long time.
Yeah.
And you read a lot of Eastern literature.
Yeah, that's it.
Dope. That's awesome. What about you? What do you like to do in the van besides copious amounts of bathtubs?
I like, I have a Charles Bukowski book right now.
Women?
No, I'm reading Stories of a Dirty Old Man. Short stories.
It sounds like
old
our
man.
Autobiography.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
High five.
And then just that and like I'm trying to think music wise. We were listening to Arnold Schwarzenegger's
what were you listening to of Arnold's? His audiobook?
No, his like inspirational speech.
Yeah.
Wait. Who did he inspire?
Let's just say, he'll say something like, it's actually good.
Can you do the accent, please?
People say you need to sleep 8 hours a day. I say sleep six, sleep faster. Shit
you
like
get
that.
More done in 6 hours than in eight.
Yeah.
You cannot. You got to have goals. Maybe you won't be a governor or Mr. Universe or
a penis and girls
famous
have a
actor.
Vagina.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I haven't quoted Kindergarten Cop in a long time. So, okay, so you learn a lot from Schwarzenegger. Me yeah. too. My entire political structure is based on his gubernatorial platform.
There you go.
Thank you.
You're Joe so Rogan podcast, though.
Oh, dude, that guy's brilliant.
Dude, that is, I listen to that kind of religiously.
Well, you know what? And he's so anti-religion, so it's perfect. So that is my religion.
Yeah.
A lot of people were skeptical, myself included. I'm raising my hand like anyone here could see. But, like, Fear Factor Dude is so smart, and Fear Factor Dude can kill you with his finger in martial arts.
Well,
like,
if you go back and you look at, like, look at Bob Saget.
I love him.
He was, like, the dirtiest comic. So all these guys that are really, like, hosts of shows are normally these really fucked up comics. Joe Rogan, great comedian, MMA fighter, extremely smart.
And he does not like Carlos Mencia.
Oh,
I'll make
yeah,
that
exactly.
100%
yeah,
clear.
He hates Carlos.
Oh, you don't know about that. You look into it because...
Yeah. So does George Lopez.
I mean, basically, yes. There's a lot of people who are claiming that.
But that's
Mencia
the thing about
jacking shit.
Joe is he'll call you out on everything, or at least give it open. You know, like the thing.
You
mean
know, open dialogue.
Open dialogue, but it's like very the same thing with punk. When it comes down to it, you can have your. You
I was gonna make
your,
that analogy. Thank
yeah,
you
can have your beliefs, but let's talk about it. I'm not gonna say you're right or wrong until we talk.
I'm going to agree with you 95% of that.
Yeah.
Because when there's a dude walking into this venue with a Confederate flag shirt
yeah.
at this festival, I'm going to have to say I'm sorry you're wrong.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah,
everything
yeah,
else,
yeah.
I...
Well, that's to go... That's
not
that's
a here
given.
Nor there.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's given to us.
Yeah, that's a given. That's yeah. a given.
Well, I mean, honestly, guys, if there's anyone that you want to talk about, anyone you want to plug right here, go for it. Whether it be a podcast, whether it be a band, because we either have... 10 gazillion people listening or 4. So you might have a bunch of people.
Well, you know what? On that real quick token, I'm new in this band.
Right.
But I'm from Austin, Texas, and we have a ton of comics and comedians. And I want to promote that. I want to promote live music, live comedy. A lot of the comics there are doing podcasts, and I'm not a computer person. I'm one of those guys, like, in 1997, I thought there's no way that shit's going to...
You just got AOL.
It's going to be, yeah, it's going to be a fad, but I'm actually just now getting into podcasts, and
fun, man.
I fucking love it. Yeah.
I have two to recommend to you, Gone Fishkin, okay. which is what he hosts, and Waldman's Words, which you are on right now.
Wah, 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 wah.
Wah, wah, wah.
But, yeah, you know, you're in the van driving 6 hours.
Or
the
more.
Other guys are sleeping. Put on a podcast in 2 hours. Boom.
Well, it's like caffeine sometimes because sometimes it's – you ever get that when you're reading a book, it's a page-turner?
Yeah.
Sometimes these really intense emotional stories are better than hanging out with friends. So
yeah,
that's it.
Exactly.
Well, you know, you guys – the guys in the van, we run out of shit to tell each other. So
you heard the same shitty
yeah.
jokes.
Yeah. Same stories and stuff. So.
Yo, do you remember this? Yeah, that was last night, dude.
Yeah. Hey.
Anyway, we're going to wrap this up and just say thank you to two members of the Casualties, my favorite Ricky Martin cover band in the world.
Yes. We will really be great. On tour with GBH and...
Yeah, they're here.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. Hello. Welcome to Waldman's Words with Spike from Me First and the Gimme Gimmies.
Hi. Spike here.
Hi here, Spike.
Present and accounted for.
Well, I was just rapping, but not freestyle rapping, about Johnny's Bar Mitzvah. I want to hear as much as possible about the making of that record, because that is the coolest live album of all time, next to Live at Leeds.
The Tokyo Tapes is no slouch either, but...
It's a compliment, man.
Thank you. thank you for that. We wanted to do a live album and could think of no better way than to do a bar mitzvah. It's real. We were there. Like, people held their ears for the first. Like, we actually did two sets because we didn't want, like, some of the songs we fucked up. And then, you know, so, you know, we wanted two versions
mm-hmm.
to choose from. So the people.
Oh, Sola Mio, dude.
Yeah, they had to listen to the entire two sets. But by the second set, they had gotten a little bit lubricated. And
kids often get lubricated at bar mitzvahs. Yeah. So.
Well, they were giving us mugs of wine.
Okay, so possibly it didn't end well a few hours later.
We were lubricated too, yeah. No, it actually ended up, like, in the beginning it was really awkward.
Well, like, you even verbalized that in the beginning, too, on the shows. But then you seemed to get more comfortable. I wasn't there.
The crowd were adults that didn't know what to, you know, they just thought it was going to be, you know, some, like, lounge act or something like that.
And who would have thought with your attire?
Loud and, yeah. And, no, but it was good. We're ready to do a quinceañera.
Honestly, I don't have that as much as Fishkin over here has quite the quinceañera network. But, I don't know, maybe not.
Really? So You know a lot of 15-year-old
that was the joke.
Mexican girls?
He knows a shit ton of 15-year-old Mexican girls down in Southern California, where
we
are right now.
Man. Not for, I mean, just to do quinceañeras. It's not, you know.
It's a good look. There's a lot of money there. But you guys spend a lot of money. You're raking it in. Sick transition.
Thank you.
Greatest hits record.
Thank you, yeah.
I like it.
Man. It's out. It's got some of our best material. It's got a lot of the stuff that we like to play in our live set, which we think is very fun and dynamic. What else to say about it?
It's a lot of hits from the very beginning till now, and it opens with a newer old song.
Yes, yes. Although we recorded that a long time ago, it's never been
an released. Older, newer
it's
song.
Never seen the light of day until this very release. Back up to the face with the microphone.
Microphone near face sing talk.
Sorry about the.
It's okay. It's
coming
in
5 minutes, people.
testes. Well, at any rate, I just want to say thank you for your time coming to this year's show.
Thank you.
And keep fucking rocking,
man. We're gonna do our best tonight. 7:10.
Greatest 7:10? Hits Volume 2 in 10 years.
Yeah, we'll be ready. I think by then.
I hope so. Thank you.
Thank you, quinceañera.
Hello, this is Waldman's Words with two members of Buck 09. Please introduce yourselves.
My name is Andy. I play the bass.
My name is Craig. I play sax.
I just want you guys to know that I guess this is officially my first fanboy moment doing these interviews because Buck 09 showed me who Joe Jackson is. I just want you to know that the cover of I'm the Man showed me. I'm posing for a picture while proclaiming my love for Buck 09, but basically, I'm the Man. That cover actually showed me, is she really going out with him? So thank you for that.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yeah. You're welcome.
Well, yeah, you guys wrote that song by Joe Jackson. So thank you for doing that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we had when we were early days of the band, we got scheduled to play at a winter formal for a high school. And they wanted us to play for like an hour and a half. And we didn't have an hour and a half worth of material. So everyone in the band picked a cover song.
Was Pass the Dutchie one of them?
Pass the Dutchie was one of them. Sound System, Wrong Boyo,
Teenagers from Mars,
and I'm the Man. That was our old bass player's choice.
Well, he did well. And it's funny, Interrupters, who I just saw, they played Sound System today, too.
I know, yeah.
So today is really, I'd say, late 80s, early 90s heyday for me. So I'm really stoked on it. You guys having fun today?
Yeah. We've seen a few of the bands already, and we're hanging out, having a couple of beers, and just soaking it all up. You know?
You're soaking up in beer because it's so fucking hot, right?
Yeah, it goes down a little too easy when it's hot out.
It goes down easier as you get older, or harder? Yeah. I'm not sure.
I think the after effects are harder than as you get older. You know, the next day is harder.
Recovery process.
Yeah. It's a longer recovery period and a harsher recovery period.
Well, at least it's Saturday, not Sunday, right?
Right, yeah.
You just don't even notice what day it is, and we just start the whole program.
Hello, Fresno.
Every morning.
Exactly.
Start it over.
Are you guys full-time touring? Are you back into that? Because I honestly don't know.
I'd say within the last year, we've probably done, I'd say, close to, 35, 40 shows maybe?
Okay.
With the June tour, with the January tour, with the handful of stuff we've been doing.
Yeah, we're not full-time, but we've been more active because more stuff's come up.
Like this, and little...
Yeah, mini tours. We went out with Voodoo Glow Skulls last year.
And they're playing this,
earlier this year. Yeah, and then in January, we're going to go out with Mustard Plug for a run of about a week or so.
My God.
And those guys are awesome. So.
Well, the very first Warped Tour I went to, I saw Voodoo Glow Skulls on, I think it was a Firme had just come out, so it was pretty dope.
Yeah.
And Mustard Plug was actually a huge influence for me with Evil Doers Beware when I was growing up. So you guys were lumped into that for me with Round Fucking Kid. So thank you for that.
Yeah, no, we appreciate it. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that you have been, you are actually one of the few people over email to be just so kind and responsive. So thank you for that.
Oh, cool. Hey, you know, we're always ready to talk to anyone who cares to talk to us.
Well, I can assure you, I'm one of those people. So I guess
someone wants to interview us. Really?
What?
Wow. Whoa.
Why would you want to do that?
This is like 20 years ago.
You know what? Well, that's what this show is, right?
Yeah.
The show feels like 1998 to me, so yeah. It's pretty dope.
I know. I saw someone, there was a Hard Times post, a joke post that was
I love that site.
Coordinated with these guys about, you know, the punk's dead guy, and someone commented, you know, saying, punk is dad. And it's like, that's true. Most of us out here are moms and dads.
And grandparents.
Yeah, that too, I bet.
I'm 36 years old, and a lot of the shows I go to, I feel like the grandpa, but here, I feel like a baby. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. It's cool to see the little kids and the parents and the old people, too. You know?
Which band here today do you think the little kids are going to connect with the most? Like the Green Day for those kids, you know?
Yeah.
So some of the ska stuff. So that's great.
Yeah, because that catches the ear, and you know.
Yeah. I think like a lot of kids got into like gutter mouth, when I was 18 years old.
You know,
sorry, gutter mouth was one of my favorite bands in the early 90s. And
I think they got kicked off a Warped Tour once.
Yeah.
So they're so fucking punk.
And another band for me, Wilhelm Scream, has always been a favorite band.
So technical. Yeah. Like they can all play their instruments, and that's nice to see, as because this scene often gets lumped into they don't know how to do that.
I'm hoping Brian's still their bass player. I haven't kept up with him, but yeah, he's awesome. I love watching him, and he'll listen to that guy play.
Well, I love watching you guys listen to you play, so I guess if there's any way you guys want to plug your socials or any new music or any new shows, now's your time.
Okay.
Sure.
About the new song?
I would love to hear about it.
We just wrote a Halloween song that's going to be out on a compilation.
Monster Mash?
No, it's an original. It's called Don't Be Afraid.
I'm scared.
Yeah, well, don't be.
Okay. Is it self-released, or is it coming?
No, it's coming out on Cleopatra.
Oh, cool.
Records in October. And yesterday, because Andy's a video production master, we filmed a video yesterday.
Oh, cool.
So he's going to go home and edit that after this.
Well, I'm excited to see it. I mean, right now it's already almost September, so the timing is right.
Yeah, exactly. And then we have a show coming up September 24th at SOMA.
Oh, dope.
In San Diego with Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra, which we're really looking forward to.
Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra.
Yeah, they're really good.
Are they grandiose? Or are they
kind of? Yeah, yeah. They're super tight and amazing musicians. So check them out online.
I promise you, I will.
They're rad. Yeah, yeah. And then we're working on writing and recording new tunes as well.
Well, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
So. Handshakes. Yep. Thank you so very much for being on the show, dude.
Thanks for having us. Yeah,
no, it could have been way worse. Have a good day.
Cool, you too.
Hello, we are on Waldman's Words, and this is actually our last interview of the day. So, thank you so very much. Big fan of Mad Caddies. In fact, well, first say your name and what you do in the band.
My name is Sasha Lazor, and I play guitar and banjo.
Well, the very first Warped Tour I went to in 1998, I went to see you guys in the Aquabats.
Oh, yeah?
And I just want you to know that was a very special show for me, and it was just really rad to see so many people on the East Coast rock out to this band I heard on, I think, an Honest Don sampler.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's awesome, man. That's cool. Where are you from?
I'm from Long Island. Are you from Goleta, or are you from?
Well, I was born in Santa Barbara, but I mean, I'm raised in San Ynez, which is over the hill from Goleta.
Got it.
Santa Barbara.
Just. Over the hill from Goleta. Is it wine country up there as well?
Yes.
Dude, holy shit.
Have you seen the movie Sideways?
Yes.
Yeah, that takes place in San Ynez, where we're from.
Paul Giamatti scares the shit out of me of how good of an actor he is. Anyway, I digress. So
you're a wine? You like wine or something?
I do like wine. My wife is the word sommelier.
Oh, yeah.
She's not. But she really calls herself one a lot. She considers herself an expert. She brings a decanter everywhere she goes.
Oh, wow. She's really into it.
She's a badass motherfucker.
Cool, yeah. I have a couple of friends that do that. Yeah. So then, obviously, she knows San Ynez.
She knows that region up, and I love the wine up there. But you guys do the opposite of make me wine here today, because your set was dope. So thank you so very sick transition, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, that was a good one.
I worked really hard. I was planning that the entire day.
That's how we got into the. Okay, all right.
No, no, but I could talk about wine. I could talk you. Listen, I could talk to you about wine. I could talk to you about playing the banjo if you'd like. I'll talk whatever you want. I'm just happy that you're taking the time to talk to me.
Cool, man.
So is there anyone here that's really sticking out for you today that you, like, are really tight with or you just wanted to see live today?
Oh, well, I mean, I think I've seen most of these bands. I mean, we obviously have a, you know, have a lot of friends here, you know, and yeah, there's a lot of bands that I'd like to see. Unfortunately, I'm leaving shortly. I have to head back to Hollywood.
I feel you. We are doing the same thing, so we might caravan.
But yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, I haven't seen you know, Dropkick or Rancid for a long time. You know, yeah, there's a lot of bands. I like.
There's so many. I mean, I think there's 430.
I've never been to this venue before, but it's a lot nicer than I don't know. It's very pleasant, you know. I like this area.
Well, when people think of San Bernardino, they don't often think nice and pleasant. So it's really good to be here.
Yeah.
We were here last year for Taste of Chaos, and it was a complete different vibe. I'd say, like, the mean age there was, like, 16. Uh-huh. And today I feel like a baby. I love it. It's an older crowd.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure, you know, your music is kind of crazy pirate drinking music, so it kind of fits the crowd.
Yeah, right.
I love it. So, Dirty Rice, how do you feel about the reception?
Dirty Rice, you know, there's a couple songs on there that are cool, you know. I think I'm not just cuz it's new stuff, but I think some of our new stuff we have in the coming up soon is a little bit more cohesive.
Okay.
And you know, it's still similar stylistically, you know. Still doing, you know, reggae, you know, punk rock, ska, you know,
swing, noise, whatever you want to call it,
jazz stuff. But it's you know, we're just I think we have some better songs, you know, just catchier, better songs.
Well, Monkees and No Say is what got me into you guys. So
yeah.
But are you guys recording a new record or an EP or just new singles?
Well, yeah, we're recording a bunch of songs, and the first thing that we're putting out is an EP.
Okay.
And then in the future, I think we might be doing some more EPs. We're not really sure yet. We're just right now focusing on writing and recording.
Just writing really good songs.
Yeah, that's the number one goal. So, and then as far as how they come out and when, we're not sure. But we're definitely, it will be soon, no matter what it is.
Well, it won't be soon before long. So thank you so much for your time. I guess if you want to close this out, say your name, your band, any ways that people can check you out, and I appreciate your time.
Cool. Sasha from the Mad Caddies, and just thanks for taking the time to interview us. Or me.
I'm a happy little boy. 1998 Scott and 2017 Scott are very happy right now. So thank you.
Excellent.